Coach Rick Pepin will be with us in a second. He did come up, and he's like, oh, well, do you need to talk to me now? Okay, talk to my team first. And I'm like, yeah, talk to your team first. Go ahead. So Pep is up here. That's all right. We had other people to talk to. We always save the best for last. And it's
a little long-winded sometimes.
Yeah, well, I've been long-winded for 30 years, and they haven't kicked me off the air yet, Pep.
I hope they never do.
Well, you know what? You guys got off to a real nice start when Lauren barreled up on the first pitch of the game. Got behind, kept battling back in that last inning, and had a chance.
Yeah, you can't ask for a better way to start a game. And for Lauren, that's her perfecting her swing over the years, having the work ethic, and she was waiting for this opportunity. She wants to see this kind of pitching all the time. And she's going to hit a lot more home runs in her time, but that's a special one.
Well, and you know what I said on the air, and maybe you can confirm it. I know you're biased because she's your kid. She's your player. But Lauren, I watched her throw people out all over the diamond today, throwing people out at third, throwing people out at second. She's got to be the best Division III catcher in the state of Michigan. If not, someone's real good.
You're right. I am biased, and I would like to agree with you 100%. She just works so hard, Jack, and she cares so much and loves this sport. She's a high-level player, and it's with her bat, it's with her behind the dish, and even when we roll her at shortstop, she's just a high-level player, and it's not by accident, but it's 100% all her work ethic, and her parents have done a great job creating opportunities for her as well.
And she and Gummy have a special relationship, don't they?
Oh, do they ever? And you know, Jack, it goes all the way back to the All-Star days. And it's fun to watch.
It really is. It's sad that it's going to be coming to an end. So you guys now, moving forward, you know the districts are coming up, Rick. What are the things that you want to see out of your girls now the last couple weeks here before we get into playoffs?
We just got to keep stacking success on top of each other. Still, we're going to work this process and practice and be fundamentally sound. And we just want to be playing our best ball at the right time of the year. If we are fortunate enough to advance past districts, we get to host regionals. So there's a lot to play for. There's a lot to work hard for. And we're like anyone else. We just want to be playing our best ball at the right time of the year.
All right, Pep, say your shout-outs, man.
Thanks for everyone for supporting the Braves. And shout-out to my mom and dad. Love you.
All right, we'll see you up there in Gladstone next Tuesday.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Rick Pepin, the manager of the Gladstone Braves, after a 5-2 loss and a 13-3 loss to the Escanaba Eskimos. Gladstone